This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. The 30-day.NET Challenge, Day 29, Generics and Custom Interfaces, by Sukhpinder Singh. Learn to enhance your maintainability with generics and custom interfaces in C#. Discover a better approach on Day 29 of our 30-day.NET Challenge. Introduction. Developers often tend to add unnecessary boxing in the code, which can hamper application performance. The article demonstrates both inefficient and efficient approaches to avoid the issue. Learning objectives: what is boxing? Why non-generic interface approach is inefficient? A recommended approach using generics. Prerequisites for developers: basic understanding of C# programming language. Tip: 30-day.NET challenge. Getting started. What is boxing? Boxing is the process of converting a value type into an object type. In other words, it means the allocation of objects on a heap rather than a stack. Therefore, a performance overhead because of increased memory usage and the need for garbage collection. Why non-generic interface approach is inefficient? The following scenario. Each time a value is assigned to values, it undergoes boxing, which can make your application suffer from performance pressure. A recommended approach using generics: please find below the refactored version of the previous code snippet using generics, which allows type safety without the need for boxing. How to use generics in practice: complete code. Create another class named Generic Custom Interfaces and add the following code snippet. Add the interface and its class implementation as follows. Execute from the main method as follows. Console output. Tip: complete code here. GitHub, S. Sukhpinder, 30daychallenge.net. C# Programming Rocket, thank you for being a part of the C# community. Before you leave, follow us, YouTube, X, LinkedIn, dev.to. Visit our other platforms. GitHub, more content at C# Programming. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn, and publish.